How much longer, Mr. Bulmer? Can't drag it on much more. Should be darker there.
Bit of respect, please, Mr. Davy.
Ain't like he's leaving things behind. Ain't no relatives here to pick over his worldlies.
A man on his last puff should take his time, so give him his due. We're the first in line with nobody behind.
Nobody at all as yet. If I'd known he was waiting, I'd have bought a pie.
His nibs wants delivery of a clean corpse, no temporary. And we need every shilling we can get.
Well, that's it then. That's off. Right, give us a hand.
Steady. Steady.
Oh, too soon.
We'll be here till morning.
If we must.
Well, you two are certainly stickers. Ain't he rattled yet?
Not yet, Mum.
Oh, I don't know. Joe Higgins always was a stubborn cuss. Come on, dear. Give it up. There's people here needs a bed.
Please, Mrs. Targate, in a man's final moment...
poor house is fit to burst as it is. I never seen the like. Seems to me people's lost the knack of ailing lately.
Too much cleanliness, Mum.
And not enough godliness. There's people who was at death's door last week walking round bright as ninepence now.
Bad for our business too.
While the rest of us suffer. And you know who I blame.
Ma'am?
That doctor, that quack, McDivitt or whatever he calls himself. He meant that freak show down by St. Cuthbert's, curing people who weren't meant to be cured. We all have our time. It ain't that.
Mr. Bulmer?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think this time he's away for good.
Poor old devil.
So, with your leave, ma'am?
Oh, looks peaceful, don't he? I shall raise a hymn in his memory on my harmonium. We said 15 shillings, did we not?
Here we are, ma'am, as agreed. And now we'll be on our way. Come, Mr. Davy, down to the cart with him. You take his legs.
Thank
you. Sample complete. Ready to continue?